Failure seems to be something we avoid at all costs, when it's actually an important part of life. Why are we so afraid of failure? Oh my God, I have failed lots of times. Marriages, exams, jobs, being inappropriate in the wrong place, embarrassing myself. So many failures, it would take too long to list them all. And I'm not ashamed of them. Why? Because I either learned from them or they're funny and I could laugh at them. Successful people fail. If you are frightened of failing, it can mean you don't try anything, and that's not good. Try to change your mindset around failure with some very simple steps. First of all, accept it happened. No point saying shoulda, woulda, coulda. If only I hadn't done this, or only if that had happened. It happened. Accept it. Secondly, change how you think about it. Use it as a learning experience, either to do something differently next time or not to do it again. The CBT worksheet with this recording will help you through the steps to reframe each time you fail, to help you learn them. And yes, I've said each time, because I do hope you fail more than once, because it means you're trying things. Firstly, look at why you consider it a failure. Was it really a failure, or are you judging yourself harshly? Then look at the reason why it failed. What did you contribute to the failure? And what other factors were involved? My exams, I failed because honestly, I didn't revise enough. My marriage failed. I had some accountability in that, but the main reason was my husband didn't want to be married to me. Okay. Then ask what you can learn from the failure. What can you take moving forward, either trying it again or moving on to something else? So I learned that revision is quite important, as is being with somebody who wants to be married to you. So what are the positives from the failure, and how will you move forward? Sometimes this can be hard to see, but remember, it's about perception. Failing exams means I'm potentially more relatable when I talk to children. From my first marriage failure, I'm now in a happy marriage where we both work through difficult times because we want to be together. Finally, what will you remind yourself each time you think about the failure? What can you take forward? And if possible, can you laugh about it? I can. And being able to laugh about my failures means I'm not afraid of failing again or people finding out. In fact, I often tell people about it. My current husband suggests I don't tell anybody and everybody in the queue at Sainsbury's how many exams I failed, but, you know, I'm up for sharing. Please, please, please don't be afraid of failing. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're any less lovable or worthy, I promise you. Practice these techniques every time, and failing and moving on will be a breeze. Thanks for listening, and remember, you're amazing.